NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. There's been another setback in efforts to control the crisis at the badly damaged nuclear power facility in Japan. A surge in radiation levels there forced temporary withdrawal of the skeleton crew of workers who've been struggling to cool down the reactors there. NPR's Christopher Joyce in Tokyo tells us that another effort to get water onto the facility has also been canceled.
There was an attempt to send a helicopter and they were going to drop water on reactor number 3 because they're just not able to get enough water through there pumping it. But apparently they found that the radiation levels over the plant were too high and they aborted that attempt. They've got a long-term problem in reactor number 4. It's a matter of still not being able to get enough water into a spent fuel pool. It's a big swimming pool sort of setup. And they take old fuel rods that have been used over several years that no longer are useful. And they have to keep them in the pool to keep them cool. They're hot, and they're very radioactive.
So what's the status of radiation levels right now?
Yeah. Radiation levels have spiked earlier on. Now, apparently, they've come down, at least on site. There were some readings outside of the area, but they're not high enough to cause any serious concern.
That's NPR's Christopher Joyce reporting from Tokyo. The number of new homes on which builders started construction dropped sharply last month, down 22%. That's the largest monthly decline in more than 25 years. Housing analyst Patrick Newport with IHS Global Insight says even more troubling than the housing starts number is the number of permits for future construction that were issued last month.
The key number in this report are always the permits numbers. And the single-family permits are probably the most important ones, and those declined by almost 10%. And it was a fourth worst reading on record. The data goes back to 1959.
Newport says home construction activity was down in all areas of the nation last month, but the Midwest and Northeast saw the biggest declines. Voters in Miami-Dade County, Florida, have decided overwhelmingly to remove their mayor and a county commissioner from office. Ariana Prothero of member station WLRN reports nearly 90% of people casting ballots voted to oust Mayor Carlos Alvarez.
His fall from grace started with his decision to use hundreds of millions of dollars in public money to build a new ballpark for the Florida Marlins. The last straw for many voters came when Alvarez increased property tax rates while handing out pay raises to several county employees. The campaign to recall Alvarez was led by a billionaire businessman Norman Brayman. He says the recall effort was not about partisan politics.
It's unprecedented what's occurred. It's not a Democrat versus Republican. It's not me versus the mayor. It's all those people that voted.
Brayman used his personal fortune to help fund the recall campaign. For NPR News, I'm Ariana Prothero in Miami.
Stock prices are moderately lower on Wall Street. The Dow is down 48 points. The Nasdaq Composite is off 4 points. This is NPR News from Washington. Forces loyal to Libya's leader Muammar Gaddafi are advancing on rebel strongholds in the eastern part of that country. NPR's David Green in Tripoli says rebel forces are on the defensive.
Rebels certainly seem to be in a retreat right now. They are waiting to see if there's any intervention by the international community. Meanwhile, here in the capital, Libyan officials seem to be getting a growing sense of confidence.
That's NPR's David Green in Tripoli. A founding member of the group Electric Light Orchestra has died. Larry Miller in London reports on the bizarre death of Mike Edwards.
ELO's classically trained cellist Mike Edwards was killed in a freak accident in September after a 900-pound bale of hay rolled down a hill and smashed into his van. The inquest into the death of the 62-year-old musician heard the slope was sufficiently steep to expect such an accident. Edwards played with ELO from its first performance in 1972 through 75. He was known for the live rendition of the song Dying Swan, which ended with his cello exploding. 2 years ago, Edwards was filmed performing at home. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Police in Australia say a teenager there hijacked a girl's Facebook page and posted an open invitation to her 16th birthday party. That posting drew more than 200,000 positive replies. Police have charged the 17-year-old boy with using a telecommunications carrier to harass or offend. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR.